Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
So Washington, with a scheduled primetime game tonight, their first scheduled primetime game since they faced the Vikings on a Thursday night back in 2019. Last year, no scheduled primetime games, but they ended up playing the Eagles in a flexed Sunday night game at the end of the year. And if you want to call the Pittsburgh a primetime game, Monday at 5 o'clock start ended in primetime, but that doesn't officially count as a primetime game. Washington, over the last, going back to 2002, when you had division realignment, you started to get the Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday night, you know, consistency out of the schedule. Washington is 17-34 in prime time. And against the Giants, they played the Giants a lot on Thursdays. If you think about it, there was that back-to-back year in 2014 and 2015 where they played the Giants on Thursday night football early in the year in September, like tonight. And they lost 45-14 that one year, got blown out at home, and lost 32-21 the other time in 2015. They lost to the Giants on a short week. They also lost to the Giants on a Thursday night in 2008 when the Giants were the defending champions and opened up as the defending Super Bowl champions in 2008. That was Jim Zorn's first game, and they were utterly ill-prepared for the game. They lost that game 16-7. They came back the next week, though, and beat the Saints. But their last Thursday night game was the Thanksgiving Day game in 2018. They played Thursday night Thanksgiving, the only time they've played in that Thursday night Thanksgiving game, and they beat the Giants at FedEx 20-10. All right, let's get to Washington beats the Giants if. Okay. I, last week, only had like two or three keys because you just didn't know much about these teams. I still don't think you know much about these teams. But I've got a lot more that sort of came to mind in terms of how they win this game. Let me just say, big picture-wise, I think this is going to be a very hard-fought, tight game. I think these Thursday night games can get away from you in terms of what you think's going to happen. It's a short week. Teams are banged up from the previous week. These players and coaches hate these Thursday games, hate them. They think the quality of play isn't anywhere near what it is when they've got a full week. Well, that's fine. TV dictates in this sport, and it's big money. Washington beats the Giants. I think I have seven or eight keys here. Let me go through them as quickly as I can. Number one. They've got to be better defensively on first and second down. I mentioned on Monday that while their third down numbers were all-time bad, historically, epically bad in that game against the Chargers, the Chargers had so many third and shorts, which, you know, by definition meant Washington wasn't doing a good enough job on first and second down. 11 of the 14 converted third downs by the Chargers were third and five or shorter, with most of those being third and three or shorter. We remember the third and 16, but that was the only third and double-digit conversion. at the end of the game. They've got to be better on first and second down. Much better if they're going to win the game tonight. Number two, Washington beats the Giants if they're better on first and second down defensively. And hopefully that would lead to a much better third down defense, because they've got to be a lot better on third and on third down. I just gave you all three downs where they have to be better defensively. Well, they came off an epically bad defensive game. They've got to get off the field on third down much more. 14 of 18. My God. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a number like that. 14 of 18 on third down. Most teams don't get 18 third down opportunities in a game. And they had them and converted 14 of them. That has to change. And if it doesn't, they're in big trouble. It's got to get not just better. It's got to get a lot better. No matter what the Giants are facing in terms of third down distance, this team's got to get off the field. And what does that mean? Well, it means, for starters, what I said initially, which is better first and second down productivity. But if they get into third down, regardless of down and distance, they've got to have a better pass rush. They've got to have much better coverage. And they've got to tackle better. I think one of the underrated flaws from Sunday was they didn't tackle well. They didn't tackle well in space. There were many broken tackles after catches. Von Miller had his way with Nate Solder off the left side last week. He disrupted the game, had two sacks, had multiple pressures. This should be a better night for Washington's pass rush. If it isn't, then that's a big conversation tomorrow. It's one thing in the opener against a great quarterback and a quarterback with great receivers, and by the way, not really knowing what to expect because it was a new coaching staff to a certain degree, even though they knew Joe Lombardi. But if you, against a familiar opponent, if you can't get off the field on third down and you don't generate a pass rush, it's going to be a big, ominous red flag tomorrow morning for the season. Long way to go, and things can change, but it won't be what we thought it was going to be early. Remember last year, they started with seven sacks against the Eagles in the opener. After 1 week, they are dead last, obviously, on third down defense. No one's close. Has to be significantly better this week, or tonight, excuse me, than it was last week. As I mentioned, and this is a third key, and I'm starting with defense, they have to tackle better tonight. They can't let an 8-yard comeback by Sterling Shepard turn into a 40-yard touchdown, which is what happened to Denver. Shepard, Slayton, and Galladay, and Barkley, and by the way, Kadarius Toney, who didn't get much time and many touches, and maybe he won't tonight. But they can make you pay big time if you are sloppy tackling. No Ingram tonight, no Ingram last week for him, but they still have some speed and playmaking ability out there. Tackle well is the third key. Let's flip it over to offense. And the Washington football team will beat the Giants if they are able to successfully handle blitz pressure. The Giants' pass rush pressure last week ranked sixth in the league against Teddy Bridgewater. We talked to Paul Dottino from WFAN yesterday, and he said something that I totally agree with after watching the game. He said he's never seen Bridgewater play a better game. I would agree with that. Bridgewater was under pressure throughout the game and delivered consistently on third and fourth down. The Denver O-line and their backs did a good job, though, of picking up that extra rusher. And the Giants sent five or more a hell of a lot of the day. I didn't measure it. I didn't look at it statistically. But if you just sat there and watched the game, they were sending people on every obvious passing down. There seemed to be very few four-man rushes. And by the way, the fifth rusher was a backer or a safety. Peppers came, Logan Ryan came. They were coming from all different angles. If they come after Heinicke, Washington's got to do a good job picking it up. Or Heinicke will be on the run, which, as we've talked about a lot, may not be the worst thing. But picking up a giant defense that I think will be aggressive, or at least they were against Bridgewater, will be a big key. By the way, there were several run blitzes in that game as well, which meant on play action, Bridgewater was getting pressured. Washington offensively has to be ready for the speed and aggressiveness of the giant defense. I don't know what it'll play out over 17 games. They could lose a bunch of players and end up being a terrible defense. But they have good defensive players. And schematically, they're very aggressive on defense. They have players that are very aggressive. Blake Martinez is aggressive. Leonard Williams is a guy, if you recall, in that 2015 draft when Washington took the guard, as Jay Gruden referred to Brandon Scherff. A lot of us wanted them to draft Leonard Williams because they hadn't had a disruptive defensive lineman in a while. Look, Leonard Williams is not, you know, is a guy that has had up and down years, wasn't drafted by the team he was on. He was drafted by the Jets and has had health issues. But when he is healthy, he is a disruptor in their 3-4 defense. Washington has to be ready and prepared for guys like Leonard Williams, guys like Blake Martinez, guys like Jabril Peppers, and Logan Ryan, who are going to be super aggressive, and all of them can run. They've got to handle Leonard Williams. They cannot let him wreck the game inside. Remember what Aaron Donald did last year? Now, that was Alex Smith, but he wrecked that game single-handedly. Leonard Williams is not Aaron Donald. I'm not suggesting that. But, man, is he stout and physical and hard to handle one-on-one. Washington beats the Giants if Heinicke makes 4 to 5 impact plays with his legs, whether he runs it or throws it. And I think he definitely can. I mean, the part of me that thinks they're going to win the game tonight is the part of me that thinks, you know what, Heinicke's going to make some plays. He's going to make 3, 4, 5 impact plays in this game that's going to lead to points, keep him in it, give him a chance to win it. When Daniel Jones is on the move, they've got to be able to hit him and tackle him. He is a load to bring down as a runner. Daniel Jones, think of him whatever you think of him. You know, I think he throws inaccurately. I think he feels pressure sometimes a little bit too much. But when he gets on the run, he is a dangerous runner and a big, physical, tough runner as well. Remember, in their win last year in the Meadowlands, 7 carries, 74 yards. They got to hit him. And hitting him, we know, can potentially lead to that ball hitting the ground. It did last week against the Broncos. Washington beats the Giants tonight if they protect the football. You cannot have an Antonio Gibson moment like you had last week. Washington was in position to steal a game they had no business winning. Gibson fumbled with a fourth quarter lead inside his 5-yard line. You can't have something like that. Lastly, I want to see Logan Thomas become a big part of the game plan tonight. Noah Fant and Albert O, I can't say his last name, the kid from Missouri who Denver drafted the same year they drafted Fant in the first round. They drafted Albert O in the fourth round. They feasted against the Giants in the middle of the field on Sunday. They had a guy in Bridgewater who was dealing. He really was. And look, Denver's got big-time weapons on the outside. And Sutton and Judy, who's gone, he got hurt in the game. KJ Hamler. And they've got guys like Melvin Gordon in the backfield. They have a hell of a lot of skill position talent. Well, Washington has Gibson. Washington has Terry McLaurin. Washington's got a speed guy in De'Ami Brown. It may not be Denver's skill position set. But Logan Thomas, I think, with a young quarterback in his second overall start, just his fourth all-time start, I think Logan Thomas becomes a big-time safety valve for him. And I think there's a way for Logan Thomas to be open against that Giant defense, especially against pressure. When they come with that extra pass rusher, if they do it tonight, they did it against Bridgewater, I think you got to feed Logan Thomas tonight. I could see Logan Thomas. What are his props, Brendan, on catches tonight? I could see him with a solid 6 catches in this game for, you know, 62 yards, something like that. I could see that in this matchup tonight. Get off the field on third down after being much better on first and second down. Tackle well against receivers that are really good after the catch. Pick up the blitz offensively. Be ready for Leonard Williams and some of that speed and athleticism up front. Heinicke's got to make 4 to 5 plays, I think, tonight. And I think he can with his legs where he ends up either running it or throwing it. You've got to tackle Daniel Jones. You can't let him run you over and then move the chains on a 3rd and 9. You got to protect the football. Gibson can't have a turnover. You can't have a crucial turnover like you had last week. Obviously, that's cliche, but because of what we saw last week, it's really important tonight, because I think tonight's another close game, and I would feed Logan Thomas tonight. I think there's a chance for him to have a big game. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I want your keys to the game. Washington wins if they do what? Let me hear what you have to say. I got a couple of more things, too, when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app. I want to tell you about Window Nation, because they've got their back-to-school sale going on right now. Time to get educated in savings with their buy two, get two free, no limit. You buy 4, you get 4 free. You buy 8, you get 8 free, plus 0% interest for 24 months. That's no interest until 2023. The sooner you get new energy efficient Window Nation windows, the sooner you start saving money back in energy savings with those new windows. It'll pay for themselves, and it'll do it quickly. Window Nation has saved customers over $40 million on energy bills in summer and winter. They only use top of the line materials, including mold spray and Quad Max sealant, toughest against all weather conditions. All they do are windows. They are the experts. I've endorsed Window Nation for 12 years. Wouldn't have done it for this long if I didn't have complete trust in them. They'll give you a free estimate, so there's no risk. If you're thinking about new windows, just call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Mention my name, Kevin Sheehan. You'll get a free estimate. They're not going to push you to make a decision right away. You can shop that estimate if you want to. You're not going to get a better deal. Buy two, get two free. No money down, no payments, no interest for 24 months. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com, and tell them that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I want to mention something, too, that I mentioned last week. Defensively, you know, if teams are going to be concerned, as they should be, I think, about Washington's defensive front and Washington's ability to pressure the other team's passer and quickly. The Giants, by the way, their weakness, certainly right now on paper anyway, it could get better. Andrew Thomas could develop into a really good player, but is their offensive line. So teams are going to really focus on getting the ball out quickly against Washington. And we saw a lot of that last week with Justin Herbert. They've got to use some of their size and length to disrupt passing lanes and to even deflect passes. We saw a lot of that last year, you know, with Montez Sweat, with Chase, with Payne, and others. Allen, they have the ability with size and length and long arms, is what I mean by length, to force quarterbacks to pick another lane to throw to or to get deflections. To get 2 to 3 batted balls a game. That'd be a lot. 1 to 2 could be 2 third down conversions that the other team doesn't get. I think you're going to see a lot of teams trying to throw quickly against Washington. Personally, if I had a healthy Saquon Barkley, if I had the ability to run the football, I would really test Washington and their ability to stop the run consistently. You know, I thought that while the Chargers didn't produce big numbers on Sunday rushing the football, I thought there were a lot of timely runs in that game by Eckler and by Roundtree in that first game. I don't know what we're going to get from Barkley. It's Devontae Booker if it's not Barkley. But I do feel like teams should, you know, against Washington, try to stay balanced. You know, I think the Chargers were able to stay balanced last week. They had many more throws than runs. But they were constantly, with the exception at the very end, they were in favorable down and distance situation throughout the day. So they remained a threat to throw it or pass it. But quarterbacks on quick drops are looking for the right lanes to throw to get to their receivers. Washington has to understand defensively with their defensive front where those lanes are and get hands up. You know, if you can't get to them because it's short drop, get the ball out quickly. Get the hands up and be disruptive on the throw. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Kickoff tonight, 8:20 tonight, right here on your flagship home for Washington football. The game tonight presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans on game day. The pregame show officially tonight, a 6 p.m. start with kickoff again at 8:20. All right, finish the sentence. Washington beats the Giants if, Dave, go ahead, kick it off for us.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing today?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, just great. Just great. The key is the offensive line protecting Heinicke because Giants are going to be blitzing from every different way he's never seen before. And I don't want to see him get hurt. I think that's the key. If we can do the swing passes and get Gibson out on a run, or I think we have a chance. And then on the defense, every time Jones plays us, we make him look like a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I hope Barkley is not 100%. And we've just got to bring everything we can, because if we go 0-2, it's going to be a long, long year. And I hate to see that, because I think they have the potential to do something, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear your voice. So I do think, you know, getting Daniel Jones, making him uncomfortable can be huge. And he has had his best games against Washington. You know, he's been a turnover machine overall, but not recently. I mentioned this yesterday. If you go back to his last seven starts, he's only thrown one interception. Now, he does have two fumbles during his last seven games, including a fumble last week against Denver, a crucial fumble in a 17-7 game. They were in the red zone late third quarter with a chance to make it 17-10 or 17-14, and he scrambled. He was in the midst of like a 7-8-9 yard run, and he got hit and he fumbled. You know, he's a big dude. He will try to run people over. He's not doing a lot of sliding at times. Washington's got to hit him, and they've got to try to strip it from him. He's going to take off a lot. If he takes off a lot, it means that hopefully there's pressure and people aren't open. It would be nice on some of these, especially these third and shorts, if we didn't play soft the way they played last week. In some cases, it really didn't matter the way they were playing. Allen and Williams were getting open pretty easily. And the Giants have some receivers. They're capable. Brad, Washington wins if. Go ahead.
They win if your box score prediction for Heineke is wrong, way off.
Okay.
That's how they win. I mean, they. I think we have to come to the realization that this is an average to good defense, and against any competitive offense that they have faced, they do not handle it. So you have got to get an offense that can put up 24 to 27 points. And if Heineke throws for a touchdown, I don't see where the Broncos did not necessarily run the ball well against the Giants. They had 170-yarder, which skews the numbers, you know. But they definitely don't allow. They're not usually not a very, you know, favoring run defense. Like you don't really run against them. So Heineke's going to have to ball out. You're going to have to score points because I just do have no confidence in this defense to stop any team with weapons. Continually stop them and get off the field. And if anybody's seeing it, I'll challenge. Let's look at the tape. Let's go back to last year. It's the same defense. Anybody good they played last year scored 27, 30 points. They put up numbers. They get open. They have their way against this defense. So Heineke's going to have to be way off, Kevin.
Don't hang up. Don't get rid of Brad yet. So a couple of things. First of all, we both agree that the defense isn't elite, and we both felt that way last year. And a lot of people that were really paying attention understood it was not an elite defense. It feasted on some absolutely horrible offensive teams with backups and third stringers at quarterback. However, it is a talented defense, Brad. And last year, some of the results defensively were really courtesy of an offense that couldn't keep the ball and couldn't score. You know, so the defense was out there a lot, and they were put in difficult situations against a lot of opponents on very long days. You know, the good teams they faced offensively, you know, you're right. They gave up 30 against Arizona, 34 against Cleveland, 31 against Baltimore, 30 against Los Angeles. But in those games, with the exception of the Cleveland game, actually, where the offense did move the ball a little bit, they were inept offensively. The Detroit game, they gave up 30, and the offense, that was the one game that was, you know, they were down big early, and then they came back, they rallied back, and it ended up being a pretty exciting game at the end. But I think the offense had a lot to do with the defense not playing well against good teams. I think that that's some of it. Now, with that said, last week was alarming. Last week was massively alarming. They're not facing Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams tonight. So it better be a big step-up game for the defense tonight. And if you believe that they need to score 27-plus tonight to win the game, that is a big red flag for the season. Major red flag for the season.
Kevin, it's an offensive league. They're going to have to – this is not – like this – defense in this league anymore, it's really hard. And the league
Understood.
Is set up for the offense.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to score points. And I, to your point, I'm not saying that the defense is garbage. What I'm saying is they are not as good, and we know that, as people have made them out to be. It's all about the competition. But the competition they face is going to put up points. So I guess the point to my whole thing is their offense, Kevin, has it's just, I don't see it. I don't see this offense putting up this amount of points. It's just not that kind of offense. So you've got to have somebody like Heinicke just play out of his mind a little bit, and two touchdowns, 300 yards. Like, he's got to play kind of, you got to put up points in this league now.
Look,
Kevin,
some of their most productive games last year offensively in terms of points scored is when Gibson got off and they ran the hell out of the football against the Cowboys, as an example. By the way, four teams last week won scoring less than 24 points. I'm not disagreeing with your premise, trust me.
Yeah,
but tonight's game feels like a game you could win scoring 20. It feels that way to me.
So it was 23-20. It was 23-20 last year when they played the Giants. So, yeah, I'm not saying you can't, Kevin, obviously, right?
20-19 was the other one.
It's not. Sterling Shepard is a threat. You know, Golladay is a threat. I have a feeling that they're going to move the football, and I haven't seen anything from the defense that proves me otherwise that teams can't move the football.
If they move it, thanks for the call as always. Brad's got one of the sharper opinions of anybody that calls. I know that he's been bullish on the Giants going back to early in the summer. I think that tonight just feels like a game where if you end up giving up 24 or 27 and you need that to match them or to beat them, that tomorrow the defense is going to be a major conversation, because this is a short week. They're banged up. Barkley's not back and 100% yet. They had a difficult time. Now, part of their issue the other day was that Denver kept converting on third and fourth downs, and they kept the ball. And I thought Bridgewater was fabulous in that game. The Giants moved the ball against Denver. They did. They just couldn't finish. They had a turnover in the red zone. They had a fourth down stop in the red zone. If the defense gives up 24 plus tonight and they can't stop Daniel Jones in this offense, that will be, through two games anyway, the biggest concern and an unexpected concern as well. Because even me, and I, you know, was very much downplaying this notion that it was elite last year and that it was going to be elite and the best defense or one of the best three defenses in the league this year. I was not on board with that, but I was on board that this is a defense that is good and that hopefully will take that next jump this year with some of the additions, Jackson and Davis in particular, to being even better than a good defense. But we knew the competition would be much stiffer coming into this year, and we saw that obviously in week one. Greg in D.C. Greg, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Ever since Gus Rerotte banged his head in the FedEx Stadium, it's like we got a curse every time we play the Giants late night on prime time. I just got this gut-wrench feeling like we want to lose this one. Only way I feel like we can win is like that defense. They got to stop Chase Daniel, put a spy guy on him. Don't let him just run loose when nobody not open.
Jones, yeah.
I mean, like, they just have to talk linebackers. I was very concerned about the linebacker core. You know, like for that first round draft pick, Davis. I just hope like he can get it together. I don't know what's going on. I just hope they can get it together. Like, it's something missing, but I believe that defense will grow as the season goes. Everybody's forgetting it just the beginning of the season. It's like fourth season of football. September, October, November, and December, January. I think we're still playing the best football as the season gets over.
Look, thanks for the call. Anything can happen, but it would be better to see this defense shut down teams like the Giants and maybe the Falcons. Because they're going to face, if those teams are still together, the Chiefs, Packers, Buccaneers, and Seahawks over a five-week period. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I see everybody on hold. Stay there. Washington wins tonight if they do what? I want your answers, your keys to the game. Our BetQL listener line's open at 301-230-0980. We'll take a break. Ron Rivera coming up at 8. Don't forget, tonight the game kicks at 8:20. It's presented by Bud Light here on the Team 980. The official pregame show starts at 6. Also, sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either New York or Washington. And if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. You have to use my bonus code, and for this one, it's KevinS200 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use my bonus code, KevinS200. You win $200 in free bets if either New York or Washington just scores a touchdown. Winning is always special, but nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older, Washington, D.C., and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you've got a gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Our daily Window Nation poll is up. Our poll is presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it is where you live. Simple question tonight. What happens tonight? Four options. Washington wins a close game. The Giants win a close game. Washington wins in a blowout, or the Giants win in a blowout. I'll have my game pick a little bit later on in the show. Brendan will as well. Ron Rivera coming up in 15 minutes. You'll hear from the head coach right now. Washington beats the Giants tonight. If what? All right, your keys to the game. Ivan, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Good, Ivan.
Hey, Kevin, you are hilarious, man. You are the king of the under-the-breath comments. I love it when
usually
you
about you.
Under-the-breath comments. Yes, but sometimes you do them about other people, too. But anyway, listen, Washington wins if Rivera, Scott Turner, and Jack Del Rio get out of character and coach aggressively. You know, coach like your job is on the line. you know, I think the coaching staff's seats, I think they're getting a little warm. But anyway, you got to have
warm.
I think
they're getting warm.
Yeah.
Rivera's seat is getting warm, or the coordinators?
The coordinators.
Okay.
But even though I say the coordinators, character only goes so far if you don't win games. You got to win games. But anyway, I know it was limited snaps, but it was pitiful that McLaurin only got 4 targets and Logan Thomas only got 3 targets.
Well,
just like the previous caller said, we need to try to score the ball, and Thomas and McLaurin both need to get 8+ targets. And then I had a question for you, Kevin, for you and Brendan. Who's more likely to play poorly tonight, Heineke or the defense?
Who's more likely to play poorly? I would say I'm expecting both. If you told me I had to wager on it, I would probably say Heineke. I think this is a big step up game for the defense tonight.
Well, I'm hoping it's a bounce back game. But Kevin, one last comment is that
I'm changing my mind. I think Heineke's going to play well tonight. I think he's going to play pretty well tonight. So I'll say the defense, but I'm hopeful that both Heineke and the defense play well tonight. The defense, there's a little bit of pressure on them here in week 2. Go ahead.
If you change your mind, it must be a good question. Kevin, one last quick comment.
It's a great question. Just ask you.
Look, if you change your mind, it's got to be a good one. Look, one more benefit to the press coverage. You can send the blitz from the press coverage. I think you got to send the corners at least once or twice a game. All right, thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
All right, man. I'm just trying to think. Del Rio increased their 5-man pressures last year at times, and it really helped out. They got aggressive, but they also had better down and distance situations. They didn't have many good down and distance situations last week. That 3rd and 16, too, was so deep in their territory. They probably called the right defense. It just wasn't executed well. Watch what Bostic does on that play. You got to have people, you've got to drop your linebackers to a level that forces the check down. And the backers were nowhere to be seen. And then the DBs were well beyond the sticks. It was, that was poor, poor execution. I asked Ron Rivera about that. You'll hear what he said coming up in about 12 minutes. Let's go to Tim. Tim, Washington wins tonight if what happens?
Kevin, I believe Washington wins if the offensive line steps up its game. Against San Diego, both our D-line and O-line lost their battles. It's very hard to win any games when both of those things happen. And the D-line for the Giants is no joke. Our group is brand new. We didn't know how they play in prime time. Not impressed so far. They need to play like a strong unit.
There's no doubt last week's game very much was decided, as many games are, in the trenches. And we had, you know, questions last week. We didn't know what their new offensive line would be, and we didn't know in many cases what our new offensive line was going to look like. The strength of our team was our D-line, got matched up against a revamped offensive line and was handled a little bit. A revamped Washington offensive line clearly struggled at times, especially with Bosa. It's a different defense. They don't have the edge rushers they have. They've got the interior guys, though, and Leonard Williams is a beast. Watch Leonard Williams tonight. He really is difficult to handle. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him, and it'll be interesting to see when they run the ball, how they run the ball, because that is a stout defensive front with good speed and athleticism at linebacker. G, where you been? Go ahead.
Man, I've been staying out the way, man. I'm trying to just be cool, man.
I haven't heard from you.
You know you my man for life, man. A lot of topics, man. A lot of people phones breaking up, man. I want to even fight the traffic, man. But this right here is game day, you know. We win. Burgundy and gold win. Washington win. if we play like them preseason press clippers said, if we take on the attitude we supposed to play with, like an 85-bed coach team, you know what I'm saying, like Carolina used to do when they came here. I'm tired of losing to these bums, man. They beat us, and they're getting burst the next week. Look it up. It's a fact. Man, Denver, last week, they not Bill Walsh 49ers, man. Killed Daniel Jones and Barkley. I ain't trying to see nobody get injured on the field, man, but send a couple of them G-men to PG Hospital tonight. Prayers and blessings to them. But they suck for real. They some garbage. So I'm tired of losing to these bums. They've been taking our lunch for years, man. They ain't suited up Lawrence Taylor in years, man, since I was in my middle school, man. Forced four turnovers. Bully Daniel Jones like, man, Karate Kid Daniel LaRusso got bullied, man. Create a quarterback controversy up there. Rebuild image up in New York, and we 1-0 in the division, man. Hey, Kev, you know, I be trying to call in, man, but, man, you know, they got me working, man.
I know. Back and forth, I missed you, but let me just tell you, I'm curious. If somebody gets seriously injured at FedEx, do they take him to PG or do they take him to Holy Cross? Where do they take him?
Take them to Greater Southeast. If they the Jazz, take them to Greater Southeast Hospital and leave them in the triage. Yeah.
Is Leland Hospital still around in PG County on Route 1? That thing closed down, right?
You know what? Send them up Hadley. Southeast, y'all. Falls Heights, baby.
Talk to you later. Thanks, G. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont in Germantown. Washington beats the Giants tonight if what happens.
Kev, great show as usual. We got to protect the quarterback. And defense, they got to like trick-or-treat early Halloween. And the trick-or-treat, they got to do some fake plays. We'll get Logan Thomas involved. I don't know. Last time we had a quick return for a touchdown. So we got to have a trick play. And they got to act nasty. I'm talking about getting a fight, do the Dexter Manley move. I mean, you know, get crazy. So that's how we're going to win.
Thanks for the call. Before last week, in talking about the crowd, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time about this, but when you have at least what you feel like you're going to have, a really good defensive football team, that's where playing at home with a really good crowd can really be influential. And I know that the crowd was short on numbers, but everybody that I talked to that was there said it was highly enthusiastic. And, you know, if there are 40,000 there, even if it's only 40,000 tonight, if it's loud and it's in that lower bowl, it can still be impactful, you know, against a guy like Daniel Jones. They've got to win these games at home if their defense is as good as we think it is. This is a big night. You know, don't listen to those people who tell you, oh, it's only number 2 of 17. Well, we all know that, obviously. But there are always big games during the course of the season. There's context that creates, you know, extra increased urgency about a certain game, whether it's a rival, whether it's a division opponent, whether it's because you've lost 2 or 3 in a row and you got to get back on track, whatever it is. This team, last week, this time, many of you thought we're headed towards a double-digit win season and 1-2 playoff wins. If they start off 0-2, if you don't think that that's going to be a psychological hit on those guys in that locker room as they wait 11 days before the next game against Buffalo, come on, this is big tonight. It's not must win. They're not mathematically eliminated with a loss. But starting a season with those expectations, 0-2 as a favorite in 2 games at home with the next game at Buffalo, not good. This game is a need, a real, real need tonight. You know, we've seen seasons go off the rails around here early often. It didn't last year, but that's because there was the benefit of an absolute terrible division. There's no guarantee the division's going to be terrible this year. In fact, I would predict that the division winner has double-digit wins this year. There's my bold prediction week 2. I'm already 0-for-1 on Fitzpatrick starting 17 games. My bold prediction after week 1, the NFC East produces a division winner with at least 10 wins. This is big tonight. Lap, go ahead. Lap, you there?
If, Kevin?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, I hope we win if the defense play. I need Chase Young to step up, man. That defense got to step up, man. They ain't do nothing in the playoffs. They ain't do nothing against the Chargers. Hey, and Kevin, man, you made an excuse for the Chargers, man, talking about if they didn't drop passes and this and that. I mean, we could say that about our team too, man, but that was a winnable game, man. I didn't want to hear no excuses.
The difference is they dropped 6 passes and still converted 14 of 18 on third down.
They dominated the time of possession too, Kevin, and we still only lost
by
4.
And a terrible call in the red zone.
Yes, exactly. But I'm just saying, they dominated time of possession, and we still only lost by 4. That's just fact.
We got our ass kicked last week, Lap. We got our ass kicked. That was an ass kicking.
But it was a winnable game.
It was a winnable game in what would have been one of the all-time steals in recent memory. I agree with you. But in terms of the way that game was played, that was an ass-kicking, and the score didn't reflect that it was an ass-kicking for a lot of reasons.
Kevin, I love you, man, but me and Ivan got to keep you honest, man, because you don't be listening to what you be saying, man, or you be watching the game, man. It's okay to give an opinion, but it's still the facts. We only lost by 4 points. That was a winnable game. That was a winnable game. And we got
that
a chance
a
to win.
It's also a fact that they got run over and they got dominated. That's also a fact. Both of those things are true, Lap. Both of those things are true. They had a chance to steal the game. They were dominated defensively. Dominated. You will never see another time this year a team convert 14 of 18 on third down and be in the red zone 7 times in 9 drives. It's good to be in the red zone 7 times over a 2-game period. At least for this team in recent years. No, they got their ass kicked last week. That's true. What's also true is they had a chance to steal a game because of a lot of flukish things that happened in that game. Up next, the head coach, Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.